Welcome to Murundoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murundoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Succeed with ease. Come to Republic Bank for your back-to-school needs. Get a loan for tuition, computers, books, and more. Plus, get a chance to win cash prizes. With reasonable payments, low or no down payment, and speedy turnaround, Republic Bank is the bank for a loan that's easy, quick, and so affordable. Make your dreams happen with a back-to-school loan from Republic Bank today. Conditions apply.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's the launch of the premium Black Countdown instant ticket promotion. July 27th through September 28th, 5 lucky players will win $1 million each. 4 will win $500,000 each. 3 will win $250,000 each. 2 will win $125,000 each, and 1 player will win $100,000. Look out for our mid-promotion drawing for your chance to win food vouchers worth $30,000 each. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the back of your non-winning premium black ticket and place it into the entry boxes for your chance to win. Premium Black Countdown by Bagana Lottery Company Limited. And remember, a ticket today could make you rich today.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost tip or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with Expansion Anchor Bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials, and garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks, and the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality. With services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship.
In our last episode, Sunny met Elton Goldman, an old miner, who expressed intentions to alert miners in Murundoy about safety practices and environment protection. He met Denzel, Catalina, and Myrtle. Being a close friend of many years before, he was invited to stay at their home. Alexis told Denzel how good she felt being back home, but Denzel wondered how Malachi would react when he found out. She changed the subject, inquiring about his girlfriend. Right now, Goldman is on the phone in the Murundoy marketplace.
Myrtle, you don't have to worry about me. I don't buy the market. Well, I'm just getting familiar with the place. All right, I'm going to see you later. Okay, yes, all right, bye.
Hello. You make me wait right, so you always rob people in this market. I don't give you a short money,
Please give the nice lady her right weight.
Some of you always just come out here for rob people. We always Murundoy people and we gotta help one another by cooperating and be fair to each other.
I agree.
Thank you.
I could help you with the bag if you don't mind.
And who's you?
Elton Goldman.
Oh, you new to these parts?
Yes, just visiting some old friends.
Oh, that's nice. Where are you from?
I live all over this country. A large part of my life I spend in the bush looking for gold.
Oh, so you're an old pope, Naka.
Yes, madam. You gonna let me help you with the bar?
Sure. It's not often a gentleman does have to carry me bag.
Well, I ain't the average gentleman.
So who you know I'm a run die?
Mortal and Catalina.
Oh.
Friends of yours?
Yes, I know them. In a village, nobody don't really hide.
Yes.
So how long you gonna be around?
Well, I'm looking to do some awareness work in the village, especially with the miners.
Oh, I see.
But if there's anything else I could help with while I'm here, I'm available.
Nice.
I met the village chairman already.
Oh, good. And you know me granddaughter is the deputy.
Really? What a small world.
Yeah, she recently got married. She and her husband just come back from the honeymoon.
That is nice.
Yes, man.
Is she as beautiful as her grandmother?
Oh, you're well and fresh with yourself.
You call it fresh, I call it admiration.
All right, Mr. Goldman.
So tell me a little more about yourself.
We bring the radio to the streets and the streets to the radio.
The two of y'all look fresh.
Mommy, we just came back from we honeymoon. What do you expect?
Yes. Jamaica is so beautiful. I couldn't get enough of them beaches.
Brie, why you won't carry me to Jamaica?
It depends on if you're coming back to New York with me or not.
You know what? Me gonna answer you.
I missed something.
Don't worry about it, dear. Tell us a little bit more about Jamaica.
The hotel we stayed at was fantastic.
Yeah. The staff was so nice. I don't know if it's because we're newlyweds, but everything seemed perfect.
Well...
And yes, we had fun, Mommy.
All right, we don't need to know all the details.
You mean you don't need to know all the details? I want to know.
Kevin, let me go up on the veranda and have a few beers.
No problem.
Always big people.
It's certain things a father shouldn't hear.
Sorry, Daddy.
Kevin, come, son.
Yes, sir.
Mommy, everything okay with you and Daddy?
Girl, since I tell you I rather live in Guyana, he got a problem.
Oh?
Unique, marriage ain't easy. Sometimes I just feel like throwing away your father. To me, the older Aubrey get, the more miserably becoming in certain things.
Aye, father.
Look, the other day a lady come here looking for you.
For what?
She come to complain about the neighbors lighting fire in the yard early in the morning and smoking up she house.
Oh?
I tell she that is not the responsibility of the deputy village chairman, and the woman start one cussing. You know Aubrey come and take the woman's side against me? How I got to understand that you accept the responsibility as deputy village chairman, and people coming for complaining is part of the job, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
How I got to think about what you would do if you were here, because I don't want to talk to people a certain way and then make a bad name for you.
We're going to have to talk to these villagers again about being considerate to your neighbors. I can tell Sonny let we call a meeting.
So wait, people can't burn the garbage?
It's an environmental hazard, Mommy. And there is no reason anybody should because we have the garbage truck picking up garbage twice a week.
Yeah, paying the people though?
Of course they're getting paid. But we also have volunteers who help to keep the village clean.
Oh, but some people just rather burn them garbage.
Yeah. But it's not healthy.
Well, it's still no reason for the woman come here for complaining and then cussing up when I tell she that it's not your problem.
But Mommy, that is part of the job. As counselors, we have to listen to the people and their complaints. It's their vote for we and put we there. Who else is supposed to complain to?
Some of them could use their common sense and talk to one another. She could easily go over by her neighbor and tell them the smoke battering she.
I'm sure she probably tried that already. But you know some people wrong and strong. I have no issues with people coming here to complain, Mommy. It gives me a good sense of what the needs are in the community. It prepares me to better serve the people.
Well, I couldn't do it. Sometimes I just can't even stomach the song to my own voice. So to have maroon dye people coming whole day to disturb me would drive me mad.
Well, that's why you're not the deputy village chairman.
Whatever. Let me change the subject and talk about what you father didn't want to hear about. How was the honeymoon? I want to hear all the details.
Kevin, I really like you, you know. Thanks for making my daughter happy.
Unique is a beautiful person inside and out. I couldn't ask a better wife.
Yeah, she certainly is. I wish y'all all the happiness. I hope y'all don't run into problems like me and Randall. Randall could be miserable, complain about everything, even why the sky blue. You think it's two things I going through with she in New York there?
Wow, So sorry to hear, man.
Don't get me wrong. I ain't ready to give up or nothing like though. I love the woman. But gosh, I just wish she would calm down sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Marriage requires a lot of patience, son.
Yes, sir.
Often, you just have to choose to be the bigger person and just let them win.
I get that.
Anyway, cheers to a long and happy marriage. Y'all hurry up and give me some grandchildren.
Cheers.
I see him, right?
Yes, sir.
Miss Dinah.
And he got you smiling. You think we should call Ronna Unique?
Nah. Left them women inside. Let me just observe this thing.
Well, Mr. Goldman, this is me here. The house kind of full right now because my daughter visiting and she husband, plus my granddaughter and she husband, and of course my little grandson.
Okay, we gonna catch up another day then.
Yeah, man.
It was really a pleasure meeting you, Miss Dinah.
It was a pleasure meeting you too. And thank you for fetching my bags all the way home.
No problem. Can we exchange numbers?
Why not? You on WhatsApp?
Yes, I am.
Good. Well, you can add me then.
All right. Let me put my number in your phone and then you could take mine.
Well, yes.
You lie. The exchanging numbers.
Miss Dinah, find yourself a fresh yes?
Like your Unique motivates she?
Man, wait. You really think we shouldn't call Unique and Rhonda?
No, not a word.
Well, this is a really nice restaurant, Miss Rhonda.
Yes, Kevin.
And it smells so good.
Yeah, I heard the food is really, really good.
Well, for the prices on this menu, it better be.
Oh, gosh. I wonder how Mommy making out with Jamari. I feel like she should have come to dinner with we man.
What would have happened when Jamari started bawling in the people fancy restaurant?
Oh, you mean? It's a little child.
But it's nighttime, Rhonda.
Look, low me. I call him Mommy.
What are we drinking?
I want a glass of wine.
I gonna try this cocktail with this fancy name here. I need a stiff drink tonight.
Mommy? How Jamari? Oh, he's sleeping already. Oh, you sound like I bothering you. Oh! I am. All right, man. Bye.
What are you drinking, Miss Rhonda?
The garum? Let me have that.
Is what with the two y'all tonight, man? This supposed to be a nice couple's dinner.
What nice about it?
All right. Let's order the drinks and then we can decide on what we're going to eat. I pay.
What do you mean you pay? This is Aubrey and me treat to you and Unique. Aubrey paying.
Well,
you hear me, Kevin?
Yes, ma'am.
It's no problem, son. I got it.
All right, can we please enjoy the rest of the night?
I plan to.
I just hungry and want to eat. Is who calling you, Unique?
Hello? Yes, it's the deputy chairman. Where did the tree fall down?
Wait, man. Even in the night, these people won't let you rest?
All right, Miss Lee. I'm out at dinner now, but I will call the village chairman and let him come and have a look. Okay, good night.
Here, well. Torn off the phone for the rest of the night.
Rhonda, you need to calm down. It's Unique's job.
And it's no problem with me.
All right. Whatever. It's with the waitress there. I need a drink.
Unique and Kevin, tonight is about y'all. Welcome to marriage life. And I hope y'all make it work.
Like me and you only walk in.
Rhonda.
All right, enough. Can we just enjoy dinner? Thank you.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.